Blog Talk Radio. And podcast land, welcome podcast family. We welcome you, and thank you for tuning in. This is Nurse Carmen, and we have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. And now we'll have a conversation with the messenger, Ron Hodge. Thank you.
Good evening, and welcome to another half an hour of communication with the spirit within. It's just so funny because just before we came onto the show, the co-producer was explaining a situation that one of our podcast members was dealing with, and I don't know if you guys caught or listened to what it was that Brother Stevie Wonder said, but wasn't that just the answer to the question?
Yes.
Did my co-producer catch that? Because he's always throwing hands.
Yes, sir.
Did you catch that? Yeah.
Yes, sir, I did.
So it's important for us to understand. One of the things that we've always said throughout our podcast is that if you don't go within, you will go without.
Yes, sir.
It's so important for us to stop and listen, be still, and see the salvation. The only problem is, when we look for the salvation, we're looking for it somewhere other than where it actually is. And so what's happening is we're missing some of the finer opportunities that we have given ourselves. Because we have to remember also, one of the things that we spoke about was the present time or the present time in which we sit to ourselves. And so we have to understand that these things are happening for a reason, but it's happening for a reason that you should know. And the only way you'll be able to truly know it is to allow your spirit to lead you. Because as we've said so many times, the spirit is going to lead you to your highest you, to the best you that it can be. Because that is the spirit's job, to get back to God and to get you to understand just who it is that you are. And when I say get back to God, not that you lost God or you're not with God, but that you are connecting on a higher realm, so that the more God in you is showing than the world that is showing. Be in the world, but not of the world. And so we've got to start to visualize and understand just what it is that we're hearing, just what it is that God is revealing to us. As we've said so many times, God is always speaking to us, always. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And he has not done that. The problem is we are not listening. We are not listening. And so what we're doing is we're finding fault in everything, but it lies on us because it is about us. And so I just say that because it's important for us to understand just how magnificent we are, just what this whole thing is all about. And we have a tendency to look at everything but what is truly real. Because see, some of the stuff that is happening around us, it's not as critical or life-altering as we make it out to be. But because we have been indoctrinized into a whole lot of fallacies about God, we have a tendency not to pay attention. We have a tendency to just think on the worst and then rather than the best. And that's because we don't know who we are. And at times we know, but then at times we allow other things to influence our thinking, which is our mind. It tells us something and we go with that because we want to trust our mind instead of trusting the spirit that knows far more than the mind. That's like using my co-producer's analogy. I got this desktop that's 35 years old, and he got this new and improved laptop that's twice as fast, more power, so it gets him to A to B quicker. So we've got to understand that is exactly the same way it is with our mind and with our soul. But it is in reverse because the mind has this new information that it thinks it has, but the soul has all the information. So we've got to, as another scripture says, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. They use serve, but it's meaning who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to your mind or are you going to listen to your soul? Because there have been so many times that our mind has told us stuff and there was something within that was telling us something different. And now we have to ask ourselves, which one are we going to listen to? So we've got to be mindful of this each and every day. If we want to reach Christ-like status, then all we have to do is begin to listen more to the soul than listening to the mind. If you want to receive or you want to get to that Christ-like, and you got to understand this too, not everybody want to get there. And I got to say, that's cool. If you decide that that's not what you want to be, then that's not what you have to do. Not at this time, but after trying everything else, after trying the rest, now come on and try the best. And I say that to say, what if I told you what we call death is the greatest thing that could ever happen to anyone? What then? Would you find that to be hard to accept? Do you really think that life on earth is better than life in heaven? I tell you this, at the moment of your death, you will realize the greatest freedom, the greatest peace, the greatest joy, and the greatest love you have ever known. So now I'll ask the question again. Do you think that life is better than death? And that's something for us.
No.
Okay, and that's something for us to keep in mind. And once again, that was not stated that way for somebody to just go kill themselves so that they could experience heaven. You will experience, but I'm not advocating that anybody do that. I'm just advocating that you enjoy this life more knowing that even better is coming. Instead of sitting around in this life not enjoying yourself for fear of what's to come, just know what's to come is just that much better. So now you can take the handcuffs off on you being the best you, realizing that it's going to get even better. But a lot of us, we live this life supposedly preparing ourselves for the next life. And this is something that we've got to renew our minds into understanding. And just an example of what I'm talking about, there have been many of our family and friends and stuff that have passed away. And they have come back and spoken to numerous people. And no one of them ever said, oh, I don't like it here. Can anyone ever recall a conversation where somebody came back and said they don't like it there? Or did they come back just giving you as you the assurance that everything was going to be all right?
I've had the assurance that everything is going to be all right. I've had that experience.
Right. And whoever it was that assured you of that, if that person thought that it wasn't that heaven, that there was an opportunity for you to go to hell, they would have said something to you, wouldn't they? Oh, don't do that.
Yep.
But this is what we have to understand, the freedom that death gives us. Because once you die, you don't have to live up to, you don't have to do it now, but we choose to do it. You don't have to live up to anybody's expectations. Why? Because you are that you are. And that which you are is a part of God. And it didn't change because you're still that. You just don't recognize it now. You choose not to recognize it because what you've been told. You've been told that you've sinned and fall short of the glory. And that is just impossible. But we hold on to that belief. And there is something that we have to understand. What a person thinketh, so a person is. What a person thinketh, so a person is. So if you think that you're doing wrong and you're going to hell, you are going to hell, but you're going to hell in this life. You're experiencing hell every day because that's what you think. You think, oh, I'm sick and I can't get well, then you won't get well. It really is that simple. I know we make it harder, but that's because we don't understand who we are. And I have numerous conversations, and I mainly deal with a lot of people of the Christian belief, and I talk to them about these things, and it just amazes me how educated people will put up an argument for something that just does not make sense. I don't know about last podcast I spoke about a situation where I was discussing with some of the brethren that we are spiritual beings. And they wanted to laugh and joke. No, we are human beings. You've missed the mark. Because all you think is it's this outer appearance. Even though we know when this life here is over, this body goes into the ground. But you live on. So if you live on, why do you think that you, why is it so hard for you to accept the fact that you are a spiritual being? One of them made a joke. Oh, so when your teacher told you you was a human being, you're not a human being? What are you? You know what I mean? It's this type of mindset that we go through what we go through. because we refuse to believe anything other than what someone else has told us, besides what it is that we experience each and every day. We have to understand that we are special creatures. We are part of the body of God. It is the spirit within us that we have our life and our being. And that spirit lives forever. Now, this life, the issues and stuff that we're dealing with in this life, I'm telling you, it does not have to be. We all have the power to change it at the moment we decide. I'll give you an example. Just think of some of the things that we used to do, and we said, you know what? I'm not doing it anymore. And we just stopped. And we can do that with everything that goes on in our life that we don't like. We can get rid of drama. We can get rid of the pain, the suffering that we put ourselves through for no reason at all. Another example, how many times has someone went to the dentist and had some work done on their mouth and they told you how painful it was, and then when it's your turn to go, you automatically assume that pain because you think going to the dentist is going to be painful. That's the way it is a lot of people is with needles.
Yep.
One person said, "Ow, no, that needle hurts." And everybody thinks you get a needle, it's going to hurt. So I just want to reiterate what I said a moment ago. We have to understand that we are special. We have power. And we have to believe and know that it is more to us than what is here on earth. That hereafter, the heaven, the hell that people talk about. Let me tell you this. That life gets better from the transition from this life to the next life. At that moment of death, that's when you realize the greatest freedom, the greatest peace, the greatest joy, and the greatest love you have ever known. You have that because all the speculations, all the expectations is over. You are who you really are. And you can be that today. You just have to make that choice. As I've said so many times in our other podcasts, you have to first understand this. There are no rotten people. There are no quote-unquote good and bad people. We are all one. The good and bad people are just the labels that we put on these people. But everyone, according to their model of life, is doing what they feel is good. You have to understand that you are not here on this planet to learn anything. You are here to remember. Remember. Life is often cut short by many things, a hurricane, an earthquake. And so you have to understand that every event is an act of God. So do you imagine that events could take place if God did not want them to? And that includes death. You might say, well, it was cut off too short, but you have to understand. All things are working together for the good. When you leave this place that you call Earth, trust me, it gets better. And as I just got finished saying, because we just got a new call around, and so I wanted to reiterate, check with anyone that has had a conversation with someone who has transitioned on to the next stage of life. And see if they ever complained about, oh, I don't like it here, it's too hot. Oh, I got to pay the water bill. Oh, the rent is due. You've never heard that from someone. So we've got to understand and accept that, and that's part of what we have to do to help build and make our life that much better, knowing that it can only get better. So if it can only get better, let me try to make this as best as I can, not worrying about the afterlife, because I already know that when I leave here, I'm going to somewhere even better than here. But you got to know this. And the only way you can know this is, as I've said, you've got to go within. Because in each and every one of us, there is a spirit within us that is dying. Now, let me take that back. It's living. It's living to show us how we can be the best we that we choose to be. And when I said we, but we have to make it a singular form, the best I that I can be. And the best I that I can be means being doing the things that is best for me. And when I say for me, that even includes, not what's best for my kids, not what's best for my friends, but what is best for me. Because then when I begin to do what is best for me, then that abundance will be able to overflow to my family and friends.
Amen.
We have to understand this. And this is why a lot of times our lives aren't what we want it to be, because we're not even trying to be what we want to be. We're trying to be what everyone else wants us to be. And they're not even being what they want to be. They're too busy trying to tell you what you should be. Something my mother have always said to us on numerous occasions, and I say this all the time. She used to tell me this: every tub has to sit on its own bottom. It'll come to you. Every tub has to sit on its own bottom.
It ain't the first time I heard it, so I got it over.
That's right.
But what it's letting us know is it's about me. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. But how can I give anybody love if I don't have love? How can I give anybody joy if I don't have joy?
That's right. Amen.
So what I have to do is go within myself. And if I go within myself and just be still, and I guarantee you will get an answer. Now, if you don't get that answer right then and there, I guarantee you this: when you cut on that TV, or when you read that newspaper, or when you're driving down the street, that answer is going to come to you. And receive it, because you asked for it. Seek and ye shall find. But what we have to do, and what we're guilty of, is not listening. We go within and we ask God for everything, and then God answers us, but we're not listening. One, because it might not be what you wanted to hear. Two, because we think it's the boogeyman, or that thing we call the devil. But while I'm on this right here, I'll let you know there is no such thing as the devil. That is something that we made up. God did not make up a devil. God does not need to test you. God is not at war with no other being. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So that thing you call the devil, what you're really talking about is yourself. You think about any time you've been able to say, look what the devil did. If you stop for a moment and look, it's something that you didn't do that brought you that result.
Amen.
So we've got to take responsibility for this. And once we can take responsibility for it, then we can make that change. But if we're right steady blaming other people, then it's hard for us to make a change, because we don't think it's us. But every single thing, good or bad, that is going on in your life, you did it. You did it. So accept it. And those that we call bad, that we don't like, all we have to do is change. And you might say, well, brother, that's easier said than done. But honestly, it isn't. It isn't. The same way you changed about getting up every night and taking somebody to the store. Now, just using that as an example, not saying that you don't have to do it, but when you got to the point where it's something that you didn't want to do, you just stopped. And it's just that easy. And this is what we have to understand. We've got to make sure that number one, which is yourself, is A-okay. Then once number one is okay, then you can start helping 2, 3, 4, and 5. And this even, hear me out now, this even goes for your mate. If you're so busy trying to please your mate, then that means you're not happy. Because you're more concerned about your mate. So what you got to do is make sure that you're pleased with yourself, and then that pleasure that from yourself will linger on to your mate. And that goes the same for your mate. They've got to be happy. And I can't be happy if everything I do is to please you, and I'm not getting any pleasure. That does not make for a happy relationship. But if I can be me and you can be me and you, I'm sorry, if I can be me and you can be you and we can still mingle, that's what's going to last. Because we are both secure within ourselves. We are both pleased with what's going on in our lives that we can share it. And by us sharing it, it's not your life superseding my life, because in spite of whatever it is you do and whatever it is that I do, your life is just as important as my life. And so we've got to be able to see things from this perspective and understand that, no, that some of the things that are going in our life is not what we thought we wanted. And so that doesn't make you bad. That just means it's time for you to wake up tomorrow and create the life that you truly want. Oh, my brother, you're getting kind of deep there. No, it's not. It's what we need to understand, that we do have this power that we can change. We are creators. We create our lives each and every day. And we can continue to create anew each and every day. As a matter of fact, we do it all the time. We're just not recognized. And so I ask that you just stop for a moment and go within. Just go off in the corner by yourself. Not in the corner. You don't have to go in the corner. But have that conversation with yourself. And then when you have that conversation, tune out all the other noise and listen to what is being said within you. Not anything that I've said, but what's in you that is talking to you. That's my co-producer, who's right on time. At this time, we're going to have the final words from my co-producer. And I do truly thank you all for coming. I hope something was said that will help us begin to get deeper in touch with the God within us. Co-producer.
Thank you. And
as always, I do thank you for that word, my brother. And I do welcome our new listener out of the 201 area. Every Sunday night, Thursday night, we're here trying to spread a word to people that, again, that which you so desperately seek, you already have. And if we can get you to understand that you already have it, your life is going to be different. Again, whatever it is that you choose to do, I'm telling you, and I don't mean this as a joke, just do it to the best of your ability. Live your full life. It is hope that when you understand that you have the Spirit of God keeping you alive, then your best life will include helping others. Hey, this is co-producer on Blog Talk Radio, Hodge to Hodge Podcast, The Messenger.
Amen.
Have a wonderful week, everyone. And remember, keep God first, because that's where he deserves to be. Excuse me. That's Amen. Where the Spirit of God deserves to be. Have a nice evening.
Good night.